Early the next morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul. When Samuel came to Saul, Saul said, "May the Lord bless you. I have obeyed the Lord's commands." But Samuel said, "Then why do I hear cattle mooing and sheep bleating?" Saul answered, "The soldiers took them from the Amalekites. They saved the best sheep and cattle to offer as sacrifices to the Lord your God, but we destroyed all the other animals." How many times have we let things go by? Certain things that make us uncomfortable, certain things that needed to be resolved immediately, but because we wanted to avoid confrontation, because we didn't want to bring them to the light, we preferred to stay quiet. We allowed ourselves to be carried away by the moment and ignore what we ought to do. And maybe, as time goes by, we realize that because we didn't resolve it, because we left that point in our life open, because we didn't close those cycles, that moment which we didn't resolve, which we didn't call attention to, is costing us today. Maybe this audio is reaching your heart today because there are things that have been left unfinished. There are cycles that had been left opened, and each cycle that was left opened, my dear friend, tomorrow it will turn into a heavy burden which you will not be able to carry. There are times you had not been able to sleep because there are things that generate uncertainty in you. There are situations that generate anxiety in you because you have not given it an endpoint. You have not had enough guts to confront and bring out to the light the things that are hidden, so you had left them open. Let me tell you something. Everything that is in darkness does not belong to God. Everything which is done in darkness, and when I talk to you about darkness, I'm talking to you about decisions, situations. We may not manifest in the truth, but we made them by making up a lie. Everything that is made by making up a lie, at some point, it would fall due to its own weight. Things that we notice at home, which are not right, but we decide to ignore, we need to bring them out into the light. Otherwise, they will become our stumbling stone. Therefore, today, we have homes with rebellious children, children who could have been corrected. But because parents ignore the problem, they are now turning into a headache. Situations between spouses which were not discussed on time, and because they were ignored, today, those situations are turning into the rock in the path which does not allow your household or marriage to move forward. To turn a blind eye, to be like those who ignore things which are obvious, can cost us. I am putting you in the context of this story, which I read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 15. There was a king that God had chosen for the people of Israel. This king was named Saul. Sometimes we think God makes mistakes, that he could make mistakes, but this is not so. God never makes mistakes with anyone. The fact that he had chosen persons who, in history, had made mistakes does not mean that he made a mistake. God chose the correct persons. The ones who make mistakes are us, when we rush into things and don't think, when we despair, when we lose our patience, when we do things God didn't ask us to do and we ignore what God had asked us to resolve. Therefore, God raises a prophet named Samuel and tells him that it's necessary that he goes and pray for a young man named Saul, who would be the first king of Israel. Samuel happily goes to him and prays for this young man and tells him, "You are going to be the first king of Israel." And it happened. Saul occupies the throne and begins to rule. But it happened that a strong enemy of Israel arose, the Amalekites. And the first God's order was for Saul to gather his army and destroy all the Amalekites, not to leave any of them alive, because at some point they were going to turn into an obstacle for them. And when God talks, it's better not to ask. When God shows you something, it's better to listen and obey. Do not question what God is telling you, because what you know about life is limited. God always knows what is coming, and He knows everybody's heart. So, Samuel approached Saul and gave him this order which God has sent to him. He said, "Saul, God told me to tell you that when you face the Amalekites, destroy everything and don't keep anything." Saul received the order and left. Later, when he was with his people at the camp, they had defeated, they had won over the Amalekites, but he had not followed the order to the letter. And what a problem it is when we are disobedient and we try to hide our disobedience. How many times we have done good deeds to hide the bad deeds we did? It looks familiar, doesn't it? How many times have we tried to do something good to justify ourselves and think that the bad we did is gone? Or we can remember the saying, "He who sins and prays comes even." But many times it's not about sweeping the house, lifting the rug, and putting the dust under the rug, and maybe believe nothing happened. Because all we need to do is lift up the rug, shake it, and realize that the dust is there. The Bible says that there are no hidden things which remain hidden, because sooner or later they will come into the light. If it's something personal, it's important that you confess it to God and free yourself from it. And if it's something that is going on at home, it's important that you bring it out into the light. It is important that you confront it. The problem is that many times we see the word confrontation as a fight, as an indignation. But it's not like this. To confront within the love of God means to show what is incorrect, to begin doing it the correct way. To show what is affecting, what is bringing a curse into our lives. You know, the Bible says that curses don't come without a cause. You may say, "I'm not undergoing curses in my life," but why are there cycles in your life that have not been closed? And there are things that are not happening because there are certain areas in your life which are not flourishing. This is because there are things that you are ignoring, which God has told you that you need to resolve, and you had ignored them. Once, someone came to me for counseling, a problem at home. This woman had a serious problem with her husband, in the sense that she was not happy, because her husband, although he was going to church, he liked to do things which he would hide. One of these things is that he was an alcoholic, but on quotes, nobody knew, only she and her children. And each time this man got drunk, he would beat them up, mistreat them, he would spend all of their money. And let's say this was the peak of the iceberg, because there were many more things. This woman, when she asked for counseling, she told me, "Pastor, I need you to be incredibly wise about what I'm going to tell you, as I need help with my husband." When she finished telling me, she said, "Please, I don't want my husband to know that I spoke to you." I said, "How am I supposed to approach him to make him see something that is not right? Because if I ask him, 'My friend, how are you?' which is the answer you believe he will give me? He's going to tell me, 'Pastor, everything is fine. My family is fine. My job is fine. Everything is fine. Nothing is going on.'" Then I told the woman, "How do you think I'm going to tell your husband what's going on, how he's affecting you and his children, and tell him that he has to change? I need to confront him and show him what is the reality." Sometimes people need that someone stands in front of them and open their eyes. Because how many times it has happened that we make mistakes and we continue making them simply because no one approaches us and points out what's happening with us? We think everything is fine. I am a human being, and many times I fail. And if no one approaches me to show me where my error is, perhaps I will continue making it repeatedly. I thank God each time He uses my wife or He sends someone to tell me, "Pastor, perhaps it should be done this way," or "You were wrong on that." And I thank them, because there are things we don't see, and God puts people in our path to help us see them. But many times, perhaps due to fear, we remain silent. We keep to ourselves what we are seeing, and what we do is allowing that person to go to hell. I hope you understand why I speak so strongly. But God has put in your hands and has opened your eyes so you can see what is happening, and you haven't done anything. You have remained silent and ignored what God had asked you to correct. God showed Samuel, and when Samuel arrived and saw Saul — by the way, Samuel loved Saul as his own son — and he arrives at Saul's, Saul receives him and says to him, "Welcome, Samuel. Just imagine, we won and complied. We were obedient and complied with what God had asked us to do." But when Samuel arrived, he saw some oxen, some cows, some rams, and said to Saul, "What is this that I'm listening to? And what are these rams and these oxen that I see here?" And do you know what Saul said to him? What happened is that people wanted to set apart this for God, and, well, we decided to do it this way. Samuel had two options: to ignore what Saul said, which seemed right, but it was not God's order, or, due to the love he had for him, to confront him and discipline him. Sometimes a no is necessary to learn to say no is necessary. To learn to discipline is synonymous to love. To correct, even though the person might not receive it then. I don't know if you agree with me. But how thankful I am that my parents have disciplined me on time so I can be in the place where I am now. But what about if they wouldn't have done it? I believe my story would be different. I believe this story would be different. This woman was talking to me did not want to. You know what she said to me? Ask God to show my husband what he's doing through a dream, through a vision. I said to her, you are already talking to me about him. We have to bring up to the light what is hidden and solve it in this manner. But she never wanted to. Another person approached me and talked to me about the same issue. Do you agree that I confront your family member? She said, yes, Pastor. So I confronted her husband and I told him, your wife is suffering because of this and this and that. I need you to be honest. I need you to be sincere and tell me the truth. That man started to cry and said to me, yes, Pastor, it's true, and I have not been able to overcome it. I recognize it. This man was able to receive help, and today his household has been restored by God. Whatever you don't confront tomorrow is going to become what ends your life. Therefore, out of love, Samuel confronted Saul. You need to confront things. First, you need to confront things that are pending with the person you see in the mirror every morning, every day. Yes, confront yourself. You need to look at the people around you, and you need to confront them with letting small matters go. Actually, without letting small matters go, which will be gigantic tomorrow, difficult to defeat, you know? Some will listen to you, others perhaps not. But he who is wise will listen to you and will love you. He who is foolish will simply throw away your advice. I don't know if you know who you must surround yourself with. Do you know what happened with Saul? Saul didn't listen. He didn't allow himself to be confronted. And what Saul didn't destroy took his life later. Can you understand me? Father, I give you thanks for your word. And thank you, Lord, for what you teach us. Thank you, loving Father, because your love is over us and your guidelines give us life. Although sometimes they are difficult for us, they are necessary. I ask you that this word makes a dent in each heart and that each person that receives it today could understand the importance of bringing to the light what is hidden. The importance of not ignoring the small things. The importance, Lord, that we realized that moments arrive where we must put a final point and we need to write a new story with you. Father, give us the strength and the fortitude, because in our own strength we cannot achieve. We need your help, Lord. Help us see what we cannot see, a simple sight which is causing us harm. In the name of Jesus. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Blessing.